Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Billings. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Josh Billings. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cobb moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice bunts towards third. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Sweeney moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sweeney tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Hauser moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Billings reaches third base with a triple. Heilman scores. Shea goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Cobb goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing first base. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Boley moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Boley tags and moves to third. One out. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop bunts towards the mound. Billings fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea strikes out. One out. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Billings strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Quinn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. Boley moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Cobb hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-0 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boley bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. he's got two RBIs. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sorrell. Bishop goes all the way around to score. Cobb moves to second. It's 10-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive to left field. Fothergill throws towards the plate. Shea fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shea. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tris Speaker now playing center field. Bing Miller now playing right field. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Merv Shea. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Easterling pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling takes first base on ball 4. Galloway moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galloway scores. Easterling moves to second. It's 12-4, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easterling scores. Rice moves to second. It's 12-5, Athletics. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Paul Easterling now playing left field. George Smith now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Boley reaches second base with a double. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quinn strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got three RBIs. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easterling hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.